Hey, what is going on, everybody? This is another As You Go podcast, and we are so excited as we get to interview Ashley and Kennedy, who are on the digital ministry team, and that's what we talk about. We talk about connecting to God through social media and through some of the other outlets, but mainly social media, of how we can connect to God online, and also just outreach to people who maybe this is the way that they discover not just us, but who God is. And so this conversation is amazing. We had a good time talking about digital ministry and even like things that we see up ahead. And so tune in and enjoy this talk that we have about digital ministry. My name is Ben, and I get the great honor of hosting this podcast. So enjoy, and hopefully you come away with some things about digital ministry. Well, thank you, Ashley and Kennedy, for coming on to the podcast today. We are here to talk about digital ministry, and specifically, you two are here because you're on the social media team and get to deal with that, which is fun, and it's been awesome to watch it continue to grow. And so, like, in talking about digital ministry, why are you passionate about it, and like, what got you specifically started in digital ministry and social media ministry?
I think for me, what honestly first got it started was just the opportunity to be involved with it. You guys were looking for people to be on the social media team, and I got asked and I said yes. But I really do think that it's a good platform to reach people, not necessarily like in a church building, because pretty much everyone has social media. So it's a good way to reach people who wouldn't necessarily be here on the regular. I think that's why I'm passionate about it, because you're able to reach those people who wouldn't necessarily be reached in the first place.
Yeah, and I just like social media. I like the idea that like you just get to post the pictures, and like it's a little like scrapbook or journal kind of online digitally. So again, I was kind of like asked to be a part of the like social media team, and since I love social media, and obviously like I love CSF and everything we're doing here, social media is a way we can share what we're doing with the people beyond just these four walls. So I saw it as a really good opportunity to step in, serve CSF, serve the church, and serve like the bigger church, and just help people here on campus hopefully learn more about us and come here or just see an encouraging post.
Yeah, that's cool. Good. I know for me, I got started in it because especially when, I think it was when the like quarantine time started, it was like we need to go full on with like digital stuff, and so we kind of started like a team with different aspects, with like the web design stuff, someone who was doing that, and people over social media, people just in the different realms, and ended up landing more in like social media ministry specifically. And I think for me, it helps me remember people better because I see when they follow and can see their face. And so it helps me to remember like their names and remember who they are and like get to see a little bit of their life, kind of like that scrapbook thing that you said. You kind of know what's going on, and it gives like easy discussions later, or conversational pieces later when you see them. Yeah, and just like you say, Kennedy, just the aspect of getting to reach people who maybe we wouldn't reach before, and not just telling people about like our events and stuff, but actually like pouring the love of Jesus into them too, which I think is so cool and important. And it's just fun to see, for me, it's fun to see like different clubs and organizations on our campus following as well, and getting to engage with those groups of students through that, that it would, maybe we wouldn't necessarily get to do it as easily, you know, with without it. And so I think it's a good entry point to help people discover who Jesus is. And so that kind of leads into our next question. Why is it important for us as a campus ministry to be on social media?
Yeah, I really like that question, because I think, you know, we are a campus ministry. It's like, well, the church, like, on social media, but, like, especially being a college campus, you know, like Kennedy said earlier, like, that's where people are. It's where we get our information. It's where we see updates. It's where we do, like, stay up to date on each other's lives. So if we're gonna at all be interested or see updates about anything, like, it's probably gonna be on social media. So I think for us, like, not only being able to highlight and show, like, share Bible verses, do the, like, Sunday sermon recaps, but also share our, like, fun events about, like, we had, like, girls retreat, guys retreat, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's just a spot where people are already at, so it's, like, meeting them where they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, she pretty much said it. I really like what you said about, like, meeting them where they are. I think that pretty much sums it up pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. So for a while, I think there was a phase where I went through, it's like a, oh, social media, there's all these bad things or negative effects that people are experiencing. And it's like, as a church ministry, what better way to enter people's darknesses than where they might be hurting.
Yeah.
And so it's like, let's be a light where people are experiencing darkness. And so that for me is like the argument, the simple argument of why any church should have social media, because they can be a light in a dark place, whether it's their people specifically or people who might stumble upon. So cool. As we continue on, what are the dangers and traps of social media, and how can the church be a light in this space online?
I feel like there's a lot of dangers and traps in social media. I literally had to, just like a month ago, I deleted Instagram and I was like, I just have to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of, like, the biggest things is comparison,
mm-hmm.
and looking just at, like, other people's posts and looking at their lives and how they're supposedly, like, say that they're living. And I mean, we all do it, but, like, Instagram always looks, like, so perfect,
mm-hmm.
especially just, like, in our own personal lives. So, I think that that's a huge trap and danger. But then, like, how can the church be a light in this space online? Just with, like, the verses or literally whatever we post, just, like, being a reminder or reminding us of the truth of, like, Jesus and what he stands for and what the church stands for, and kind of just readjusting our headspace, like, oh, I don't have to have it all together and I don't need to compare because that, like, that doesn't make sense. So that's what I think about that, yeah.
Yeah, comparison is where my mind first went as well, but Kennedy already touched on that one a little bit. So the other one I think is like a trap that churches can, or just social media in general can really fall into is like, a lot of times you just see like the highlight reel, right? Like I talked about earlier, how like it's the scrapbook, like you post all the good times, you see all the happy memories, but life isn't that way, nor is it that way for Christians either. And the Bible doesn't tell us it's gonna be that way. And I think that it can be easy to, especially with social media, to only see the good. And even, I mean, I'm thinking back personally about our social media, right? Like, we post like our fun events, like girls retreat was awesome, Friendsgiving was this, right? But like, we have our struggles too, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
and I think being a light in that space too of sharing like, hey, you know, finals week is tough, but guess what? We mm-hmm. still have hope here, is kind of how we can combat that of, it's not always sunshine and butterflies, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, I think you guys covered it well. Comparison's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
A false or mask, kind of like what you were talking about, Ashley, of only doing like, hear the awesome things, but never like the struggles. And I think that's a good way. I really like how you said that, of like saying like, we know finals stink, so like we can throw that out there. But here's hope in that space of struggles. And so that's cool. And I think that's good for us to think about. And you know, just time of year, but also like motivation of why we're even on it, if we're gonna let like the comparison stuff, just thinking of like vision, like why am I here if I'm just gonna get on this and get it upset,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and working through that. So mm-hmm. that's good. So this is a little bit futuristic, so maybe you've had some time to think about this and where you see stuff going, but where do you see digital ministry heading in the future? And how can we further integrate like church online and church in person?
Yeah, I definitely think COVID especially, we saw a lot of like ministry going digital. Mm-hmm. And I think like right now with us, like we obviously do have a little bit with like digital ministry, but we're like almost just have like that social media presence right now, if you will, right? Like we do have an Instagram, a podcast, right? Like we stream or post our sermons and stuff like that. But I really think it is like the idea of digital ministry is taking off, right? Like mm-hmm. you have people whose entire job is on the internet, like they do ministry every day. And I think that it's kind of taking off. So to make sure that we are like staying a part of that as well as like a place where like we're college students, right? Like we are oftentimes like very current with the like developing age of everything online. So staying current in that and being aware that it's happening, while also I think still knowing that just because it moves that way, we don't only have to move that way, because there is still an importance of gathering here in the building together. And I think just being aware of both in the positives and negatives.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I feel like one way we'll like just keep developing is like there's always like a new fad on social media, and so we can always like try to like, I don't know, stay up with the times or like post a reel. Yeah. Oh my gosh, could you see it? CSF on TikTok? But like that kind of thing, I definitely see it advancing like that. Like we've been doing like student takeovers on the stories and that kind of thing, just like new things that people are into. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's cool. So I read a book called Metachurch that talks about like the two, like in-person gatherings and like online church becoming like a hybrid thing. And he used the story of Home Depot, which I found interesting. Is they are like a really good example of this, of how they started their online store as a place that could be like a foot in the door to lead people to go to their store, if that makes sense. So people would obviously go to the Home Depots, but then they poured a lot of money into going online with their store because they saw an opportunity where like people are cool just ordering something, you know, from the seat of their couch, and so we can take advantage of that and have that be a thing where they actually saw maybe not a lot of like people in the store all the time, but they would see people who would first buy stuff online, mm-hmm. come into the store, and then be a place where that is more of like the hook of where you can come, but mm-hmm. you can also do it from the seat of your couch. And not that that's where we obviously are fully going to be as the church, but it's a good like, okay, if I'm gone, I know that I can listen to the message, or I'm looking for something throughout the week to further my faith. Oh, well, we have a podcast now that people can listen to. Mm-hmm. We have people that we can read scripture with. And so it's like melding the two together to be able to help show the love of Jesus, to be as like a hybrid model, keeping up with the times, mm-hmm. You know, doing all that helps further you in your walk with Christ. And so, yeah, I think mm-hmm. I think you guys are right on too. If we're just going to see it keep on going, and if I'm thankful for I'm the old man in the room, which is crazy to think, and that's why I love having like social media team, because I'm like, you know, mm-hmm. I still think what I did in 2014 is relevant, and and it's not. So you guys helping to keep me with the times too helps, and so I think it's awesome what we get to do here. So good. So it's Thanksgiving next week. I don't know if you guys knew that, or we're in the know. But as like a fun question, what is your favorite thing to eat at Thanksgiving?
I can take this away because I love food. So my, you know, I'm a little different. You know, the turkey's good, the ham's fine, whatever. But listen, the mac and cheese, nothing beats it. It's my favorite thing to eat. Yeah. And then my favorite dessert definitely has to be pecan pie.
Mm. Both are solid choices.
Do you guys make it homemade? Or do you, like, buy a Marie Callister or whatever her name is?
The mac and cheese?
No, pie.
The pie? No, I buy pecan pie. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, that's what our family
yeah,
does
that's
a
what
lot.
We did there. Yeah. I'd say for me, probably is noodles and mashed potatoes. Mm. And then as you asked that question, I was like, deviled eggs. I love deviled eggs.
That's awesome.
Do you have deviled eggs for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Usually, yeah. Someone does.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 Or just like the snack area. That's where I thrive.
Oh, yeah.
Go by, grab a veggie, grab a pickle.
Yeah.
Candy corn?
Candy corn and peanuts.
I don't know if your family is like this, Ashley, but Kennedy and I, we're cousins for those who don't know. our family is terrible about eating way later than the scheduled time. And so the snack table, it smashes every year because we need something to eat.
No, we don't have a snack table. And a fun fact about me is I actually make the entire Thanksgiving spread for my whole family.
Whoa!
And I am a stickler to schedules. So if we get a couple minutes behind, it's okay. But I pride myself.
That's
in.
Good. That's good.
Prompt.
Yes. What's your favorite thing to eat?
My favorite thing is the cheesy potatoes.
Oh, cheesy potatoes.
They're solid every year.
So good.
It's
like mac and cheese.
Oh yeah,
basically.
Exactly. It's cheese. Yeah. Anything with cheese on it.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think, like, dessert. Anything pumpkin, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a pumpkin fan. Pumpkin roll, pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin roll.
So, I would say those few things. Anything pumpkin, the cheesy potatoes, and yeah, that's I think all of those things are a start for a good Thanksgiving meal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What is, as we end our time together, what is one piece of wisdom for those listening to the podcast about, it could be about social media or it could be whatever you feel God has led you to share?
Okay, for me, mine isn't necessarily about social media, but I would just say, build and foster the community that you want to be a part of.
That's good.
That's good. Something for me right now, I feel like it's just like, get out of your comfort zone, get out of your bubble, because, well, as long as you're like trying the right things, but fruits will be like fostered and shown like through what you're doing and the new experiences that you may be having. I just find like a bunch of joy. It might be like nerve wracking at first, but like towards the end, you're like, oh my gosh, why didn't I do this before? So
that's good.
Yeah, that's good. My one piece of wisdom is, just do what these ladies said. Foster community, enjoy where you're at. In your Christian community, and seek Jesus together.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, thanks, ladies, for joining today. Do you have a last word that you would like to say?
Don't compare.
Don't compare. Ooh. There we go.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know. Last word?
Maybe two words, like Ashley.
I've worked the rules.
I would say, try something new.
Try something new. Don't compare. And have a good Thanksgiving.
I know that's us.
Thanks, ladies.
Thanks, Ben.
Wow, what a conversation. I am so thankful for these ladies coming on this podcast and explaining their hearts for digital ministry and the places that they see it going. And just loved the conversation of how we, as well as the church, can step into a place that is often dark in social media and dealing with like comparison and just the traps of like scrolling constantly, and how we as a ministry can step into those dark places to be a light. And so my hope is, and my prayer is, that as Christians that maybe in a place that's dark oftentimes in social media, or not just social media, but in the places that we can just influence in general, that that's what we would do, that we would be influencers of Christ, whether that's online, on YouTube, on social media, on different digital outlets that we might have, but also in our life, whether that's student clubs or our classes, or if we have a leadership position in our dorm, whatever it is, that we would use our influence for Christ to help other people discover who Jesus is and the good news that he has for them. So thank you for listening. If you would continue to share this podcast with other college students, as that's why we exist, just helping college students to take a step forward in their faith in college and even maybe in the young adult years. So we pray that this podcast has been a help to you in your faith as you go this week, and God bless.